sinned. Oh Lord, let your strength appear to help me. In the name of Jesus, at that moment where my strength has failed, at that point where my strength can no longer bring me success, where my strength can no longer bring me breakthroughs and victories, thank you, Lord. Lord, let your strength appear and help me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I come against every spirit of forgetfulness. You're going to say, I come against every spirit of forgetfulness, causing me to forget the greatness, power, and faithfulness of God. Come out in the name of Jesus. It's possible that you forget that God is powerful. It's possible that you find yourself in situations and then you just forget that God is powerful. You just forget that God is faithful. You just forget that God is great and greater than all. Yeah, it is possible. And then you begin to panic when you should not. So begin to say, every spirit of forgetfulness that is causing me to forget the greatness and power and faithfulness of God, come out of my mind, come out of my soul now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Come out. Thank you, Lord. Come out in the name of Jesus. You spirit of forgetfulness, causing me to forget the greatness of God, causing me to forget the power of God, causing me to forget the faithfulness of God, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. Spirit of forgetfulness, causing me to forget that God is powerful, causing me to forget that God is terrible, that God is great, that God is mighty. Come out of my life forever. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. And the last prayer point. You're going to pray. Yeah, you know, one of the wicked things the devil has done in our present generation is to make people feel at home in darkness. It's to make people feel at home in deadness. Yeah, I don't know how people feel so comfortable with darkness. It's not like me. I mean, I hate darkness so much with great passion. I hate death. I'm not talking of physical death, spiritual death. When your spirit is dead to God, your spirit can't be spiritual, can't connect with God, can't be free with God. I hate that a lot. Yeah, so So I realized that many Christians, after a prayer session like this, they go back into darkness. They go back into debt. And they expect to see the results of prayers. It doesn't happen like that. You won't see the results of prayers. It's not a cause. Why? Because you must maintain the same atmosphere of life that is in heaven. You must continually maintain the same atmosphere that will produce your miracles. You must continually keep that atmosphere with you. If you don't, you will not see the results of prayers. That's the truth. You know, God taught me this. And I realized that I can spend the next 15 years of my life achieving nothing if I fail to keep the atmosphere of heaven around my life all the time. Yeah, so I realized, you know, I saw how many Christians, they will leave prayer sessions, they will leave the presence of God in the church, go back to feel at home with darkness, to feel at home with carnality, with worldliness. It's miracles. The atmosphere in your mind is irritating to angels. The atmosphere in your life is so dark, so carnal, so worldly, so sinful. How do you expect miracles to happen to you? How do you expect prayers to be answered? So you're going to pray. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, put upon me an hatred for darkness. Put upon me hatred for sin, hatred for carnality, hatred for pleasures of sin, hatred for darkness. Lord, put upon me hatred for every environment and atmosphere that is against you. Lord, put upon me hatred for them. In the name of, begin to pray like that. You should not feel at home with darkness. If you can feel at home with carnal mindedness, then you already feel at home with darkness and demons. Because the Bible says to be carnally minded means that you are automatically in an atmosphere of spiritual death. And that is the atmosphere where demons rule. That is the atmosphere where witchcraft will prevail over your life. Praise the Lord, put upon my spirit, upon my soul, upon my body, upon my emotions, upon my feelings, an hatred for darkness, an hatred for worldliness, an hatred for sin, an hatred for every atmosphere that is against your presence. Let me begin to hate every atmosphere, every presence that is against your presence. Let me begin to hate every thing that will take me out of your presence. Say, Lord, let me begin to hate them now. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, help me to maintain the atmosphere where miracles will come out of in my life. Help me to maintain the atmosphere that will give birth to miracles in my life. Help me, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. So, we're going to stop here. And I'm going to be praying for you. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Oh God of Israel, King of the universe, Lord of hosts, Almighty God, thank you for being so faithful. Thank you for being so merciful. Thank you for being so gracious unto us. Thank you for all that you have done in the course of this prayer session. Thank you for what you are about to do very shortly in our lives and situations. Thank you because, as you have said in your word, that if we cry out unto you in the days of trouble, that you will hear us. Thank you, Lord, because as we have cried out tonight, you, O Lord, have heard us, and you will release instant help and salvation and deliverance and rescue into our lives. Thank you, Father. Be glorified, be praised forever in Jesus' name. O Lord, I stand as your servant to pray for your people right now. I pray for you that the hand of God now, in the name of Jesus, I repeat, you shall be strengthened by the hand of God now, in the name of Jesus. You shall be empowered. You shall be anointed by the hand of God now, in the name of Jesus. Every limitation of darkness on your life is now destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every limitation of darkness on your finances, on your health, on your career, on your calling, on your ministry, on your destiny is now destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every operation and activities of darkness and witchcraft going on in your life and against your life, going on against your destiny, I decree that fire of the Holy Ghost consume them all. In the name of Jesus, the God you serve, who is the God of Israel, shall publicly defend you. In the name of Jesus, the God you serve, as he did for the children of Israel, shall publicly fight for you and publicly honor you. In the name of Jesus, the God of Israel shall step into your situation. The God of Israel shall wage war against your enemies, and you shall be satisfied. You shall be comforted in the name of Jesus. The God of Israel shall fulfill his promises for your life in the name of Jesus. The God of Israel shall perform his prophecies concerning your life in the name of Jesus. Everything you have done before and it did not succeed, I speak by the authority of the God of Israel, they shall now succeed in the name of Jesus. You shall now move forward in the name of Jesus. You shall now be victorious in the name of Jesus. You shall now be free in the name of Jesus. You shall be delivered completely by the hand of God in the name of Jesus. Greatness shall be given to you. Excellence shall be given to you from heaven. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered these prayers. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so we're going to stop here. Remain victorious. Amen.
Goodbye.